Joining us in the studio today, Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli with a preview of this week's Marquette City Commission meeting. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Wasn't exactly expecting to see you this morning, but it's good to have you in here. The reason I wasn't expecting to see you is it's a good way to start off, is that the meeting's not happening tonight.
That's correct. Because today's Columbus Day, we honor that and schedule our meeting the day after on Tuesday, even though City Hall is open today.
Mm-hmm. So the meeting is coming up tomorrow night instead of tonight. Tuesday, October 11th is the meeting, 7 o'clock, Commission Chambers, City Hall in Marquette. A couple of things, including a public hearing and some presentations at the top of the agenda. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, we've got a public hearing on a community development block grant project. That's a closeout process that's required for the grants. This one may be... It's not particularly interesting, but it might be unique in that it involves the infamous yellow wall and closing out the grant for that project. The presentations are from the Presque Isle Advisory Committee. One is a regular scheduled presentation. The other is kind of a follow-up to the first one in that the Presque Isle Park Committee is considering or recommending moving the playground that's been a project for them at Presque Isle Park down to Matson Park. There's been some internal discussion that the park might be better served at this point in time at Matson Park, or the upgrades at least, and they are going to present to the commission.
So that would be the moving of any of the playground equipment that's at Presque Isle right
now, or stopping that, or what? Yeah, they were raising money to put a new playground at Presque Isle Park. So instead of putting that new park at Presque Isle, or playground at Park.
New playground
at Presque Isle, they want to put the new playground at Matson Park, in essence, upgrading and or replacing the one that currently is at Matson Park.
Would that be expanding the footprint of the playground at Matson Park if that comes through?
You know, I'm not sure about that, but I think it's will be more inclusive, that kind of thing, more of an ADA type improvements and things of that nature. That park at Matson is probably about 20 years old, 25 years old now.
That sounds about right, yeah.
And it is starting to deteriorate, and I think they've decided they want to spend the money they raised at Matson and then maybe start again on a project for Presque Isle.
One of the other items on the agenda is under unfinished business that bears mentioning, and that is that you're looking at sort of, it looks like a finalizing or at least final discussions of a purchase of a portion of city-owned property that by definition on the agenda here is located between the 100 blocks of West Spring and Main. Where is that and what is that property?
That is a very, very small piece of property. It's an old railroad bridge abutment that was used for the railroad trestle that went over Front Street. That abutment was left there when the others were torn down several years ago, mostly because it's connected to the building next door.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the walls of the building next door is supported by that abutment, and over time, the owners of that building have decided they want to rebuild or reinforce that wall or replace it or have some construction, so they need to deal with that abutment. And the only way we could do that was to sell them that abutment. And I think it's relatively inexpensive, around $1,000 or $1,100. And we will sell it to those building owners, and they can do with it what they want.
And under new business ties into the Founders Landing Brownfield project. What is happening with that?
Well, the next phase of the Founders Landing project requires some of our right-of-way for their construction. In this particular case, it's underground right-of-way. They need to run some lateral supports or foundation to help hold their building or construction up, and we have to give them a right-of-way to that property.
So this is in that area there where they're looking to build something kind of next to the Hampton,
right?
In that area that's kind of open,
the hole.
Right now. The hole, yeah, as they call it right now. Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli joining us this morning with a preview of the Marquette City Commission meeting, which is coming up tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock at Commission Chambers. Not tonight on this Monday, but tomorrow due to the Columbus Day holiday. Thanks for your time this morning, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Very happy to be here. Thank you.